from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. It is day one of a strike involving New Jersey Transit engineers, leaving about 350,000 daily New Jersey Transit rail riders stranded and in need of alternate plans to get to their destinations. After days of talks, no agreement was reached with union leaders of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen. New Jersey Transit President and CEO Chris Colori explains the biggest challenge is what is historically called in collective bargaining a Me Too clause.
Unlike any other transaction, a union negotiation is inherently about if one union gets a better deal than the other, the one that did not get a better deal is automatically entitled to that compensation.
Colori says giving all unions the same deal would bankrupt the agency. General Chairman of the BLET, Tom Haas, disputes that statement, saying the union offered numerous ways to get around it. Both sides are expected to return to the negotiating table on Sunday. The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld its block on the Trump administration from using an 18th century wartime law to quickly deport Venezuelans. Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas both wrote dissents. This is the second time the court has considered the issue since April. Officials with Kane University and New Jersey City University have formally agreed to merge. At a meeting yesterday at Kane Hall in Union, the presidents of both universities signed an agreement to formalize the merger, and New Jersey City University will now be renamed Kane Jersey City. And an effort to rename Patterson Great Falls National Historical Park after the late longtime Congressman Bill Pascrell Jr. has passed the U.S. House. An equivalent bill has not yet been introduced in the U.S. Senate. Now, the Guaranteed Service Business Report. It was a small surge for stocks to end the week. Hundreds of Starbucks baristas are on strike over the new dress code. Workers at over 100 Starbucks across the U.S. did walk off the job to protest the new all-black dress code that the company says will allow their iconic green apron to shine. The union Starbucks Workers United says they are not just angry over a shirt color, but are calling for a living wage as they try to negotiate a contract with the coffee chain. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 332 points at 42,654. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Clear skies for Saturday. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It will be muggy tonight with clouds and fog. There will be a shower or thunderstorm in spots, especially during the evening. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. Clouds and some sunshine at times for tomorrow. Warm and humid with a thunderstorm in the area. Any thunderstorm could produce a flooding downpour and some locally damaging wind gusts. Highs in the low to mid 80s tomorrow. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 50s. And then not as warm on Sunday. The humidity is going to be lower as well. It will be breezy with times of clouds and sun. Maybe a stray shower in the Northwest Hills, but overall, it is going to be a mostly dry day. Sunday's high in the low to mid 70s, and breezy and pleasant on Monday with times of clouds and sunshine. Highs will be in the 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Orange, 72. Hillsborough, 75. Toms River, 71. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And New Jersey weather is brought to you by Value City Furniture. Beat the rush on Memorial Day savings at Value City NJ this Saturday and Sunday. Get unlimited savings. Save $100 off every $1,000 you spend. Visit ValueCityNJ.com. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.